South of the Sahara's Niger's Tillaberi region, by the Malian border, is a remote refugee camp where people live in fear. They're mostly women and children from neighboring Mali fleeing what they say is an unstoppable spiral of violence in their homeland. Across the border, they thought they would be safe, but here too, armed groups linked to Al-Qaeda and ISIL come to kill them.
I remember the day the bandits came and killed one of us and left with another. Afterwards, they ordered us to leave the village. Everyone, children, old people, and us women, we all came here on foot.
14,000 UN peacekeepers have been deployed in Mali for almost a decade, but this $1 billion a year UN operation has failed to bring peace. Attacks are spreading beyond Mali to neighboring countries. On a five-day tour of West Africa, the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, makes an impromptu visit to the camp.
You can count on me to demand from the international community strong support for the Army of Niger so that it has the capacity to protect you better.
Most here don't know who he is. They watch quizzically as he plants a mango tree in the sand. There hasn't been any rainfall for almost a year. With armed groups trying to control water points, climate change, too, is fueling the conflict.
The situation in the Sahel is complex, characterized by insecurity but also climate change, which has an impact on displaced and host populations. It is for these reasons that we ask you, Mr. Secretary General, to continue to make our situation one of your priorities.
Earlier, he traveled to Senegal, meeting with the African Union chair, Macky Sall. Prices of food and fuel are on the rise in Africa. The UN estimates a quarter of a billion people could plunge into extreme poverty by the end of the year as the result of the Ukraine-Russia conflict. While he did not travel to Mali, the situation in that country is high on the agenda. Mali's military junta is stalling efforts to return power to civilian rule. Human rights groups accuse Malian soldiers and recently deployed Russian fighters linked to the Wagner Group of torture and perpetrating massacres on civilians. It has become increasingly difficult for the UN to fulfill its mandate of protecting the Malian people, many of whom are now fleeing their country. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera.